Yeah, hey everybody. So this is the Spiritual Storyteller Series Introduction Q&A. So this is called Mini Morsels of Magic, Meaning, and Mojo. And these are the 10 questions that we're going to start with that we'd love to hear from you, whether you are a professional medium or life coach or author or somebody who is working in the spiritual services industry. We want to hear your story. So here are the 10 questions that we're going to start with. We're going to rotate these every month. The first episode will be on August 15th. So number one, what is your superpower? Tell us something that you do so well that other people would call it a superpower. Two, what has been the defining moment of your life? So can you point to a singular experience or one thing that has defined your path from that point forward, or that has changed the trajectory of your life by dint of that one experience? So if you have one, tell us about it. We'd love to hear it. Three, who are your heroes? I know I have a couple, but no one really wants to know mine, but we'd love to know yours. Four, what was your first spiritual experience? So in my experience, most people on the spiritual path, or those of us who teach or help or heal or offer some sort of taste of transformation to our clients and community, can remember back to that aha moment or the epiphany or that wild, weird, or wonderful experience that sort of revealed a window into another world. So if you have that, we'd love to hear it, and please share freely. Five, what books have you read that inspire you? Six, what challenges have you faced to get where you are today? So this is something that I find really personally interesting. Many people think that light workers, or those of us who are committed to some sort of spiritual service, to helping, healing, or offering hope to others, have lived picture-perfect lives. And of course, this is far from true. And some of the wisest and most wonderfully authentic helpers, healers, and teachers that I've met are really, at bottom, warriors of truth and personal transformation, who in their own lives have overcome incredible odds to become who they are today. So if you've had a challenge, or are still working through a challenge, as many of us are every day, sharing it can be one of the greatest gifts you give those who need it most. So please, tell us your challenges. We'd love to get as many of those as possible as well. Seven, what do you love? Who does it serve? And how do your words and work change the world? To me, as a writer and as someone who's really interested in changing the world through my words, this is really a critical thing that I ask myself every day. What do I love? Who does it serve? And how do my words and my work change the world? Tell us what you're passionate about, who you help, and why it matters. Eight, what would people be most surprised to learn about you? So, there's some quick, funny little side stories that have come up here already from some of you, and I'm hoping that with some good humor and insight and, some honesty, share what people would be most surprised to learn about you. Nine, what do you believe that other people would think is crazy? Well, guess what? In this spiritual services space, there's a lot of wackiness, a lot of craziness, and a lot of interesting ideas about how the world works. So I can't wait to really hear some of the answers to this question. And lastly, 10, tell us your favorite spiritual experience from a personal perspective. What is the most memorable thing, or the most inspiring short story that our community would find fun, fascinating, or want to learn more about you? All right, so that is our first introduction to Mini Morsels of Magic, our new spiritual storyteller series. These will be written answers as well as a podcast, and we look forward to sharing them across our platform. Thanks so much, and have a great day.